Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Tamara Zencraft. Hello, Tamara.
Good morning, Anita.
Nice to have you here with us today, all the way from Lancaster.
Very nice to be here with you.
Tamara, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Sure. So I am a physical therapist by education and practice of about 35 plus years. Mm-hmm. I am also a Reiki master teacher and a shamanic practitioner.
Okay. Explain to people what a shamanic practitioner is. A lot of people have misconceptions about that.
Sure. So the practice of shamanism is, for me anyway, a practice of including spirit in our health. You know, we talk about body, mind, and spirit, and the shamanic practice is tying in the spirit with the rest of our health care and with healing. It derives from the indigenous tribes thousands of years ago and has been practiced by indigenous tribes around the world for many, many, many years. So we call on some of their traditional practices, such as journeying, divination, power animal retrieval, soul retrieval, that sort of thing, and combine that either with Reiki or separately on its own to help facilitate health and healing.
I see. And in your healing practice, you use that and you use Reiki, and do you use anything else?
I do. I use some sound therapy. I will drum or rattle during a healing session. I will use breath work. Mm-hmm. If it's appropriate, I use a little bit of physical therapy, but I tend to keep the therapy separate from the energy healing practices.
I see. Okay. So when we come back, we want to learn more about your therapies and how they help people and the benefits of what you do. Right now, you are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. And if you are out of town, ask people to stream us at WLPZ. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPZ. In the studio with me, I have Tamara Zencraft. And Tamara, we were speaking about what you offer to your clients, your patients, when they come to see you. Let's start with Reiki. Tell us about how that helps people.
Sure, Anita. So Reiki is an ancient energy healing technique that was originally founded by a Tibetan monk. And based on the premise that we all have an energy body around us, we have energy within us. Most people liken it to the experience of when you walk into a room, mm-hmm. you can usually sense tension,
yes.
or joy.
Yes.
That's definitely the energy emanating off of the individuals in that room.
Okay.
Okay? And the energy can interact. Our energy body that surrounds us, or some think of it as aura, mm-hmm. you know, mine is interacting with yours right now, and so on. And when we have injury, when we have illness, even if it's an emotional or a mental health issue, it affects our energy body. And so Reiki is used to balance the energy body. It's used to calm the energy body, to heal the energy body. And it can be quite effective for pain management, anxiety.
Okay.
It helps to calm us, so that if we do have other health issues, our body's calm, other treatments or medications can be more effective.
Okay.
Okay.
And typically, always, you are clothed when this happens, right?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Always clothed, can be received laying on a massage table, sitting in a chair. And it's either a hands-on process or hands-off if someone, you know, doesn't want to be touched.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people have, you know, a fear of, you know, being on a typical massage table.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So now you also combine that with the shamanic practice. So tell us about that.
Sure. So if I come to the conclusion that after interviewing a potential client that perhaps they might benefit from a combination of the two, what I will typically do is I will typically speak with them first. We'll have some sort of interview if it's a new client, and you know, we'll discuss what the client's needs are,
okay,
what they've been struggling with, and then I can combine a Reiki session along with a shamanic session.
Okay.
Yeah, simply by sort of combining the two modalities, I can do some sort of a shamanic treatment and then integrate the Reiki hands-on with them as well. And so it really depends upon what the issues are with the client and what they're coming to me for. And we would discuss that ahead of time, of course.
Okay. All right. Okay. And, okay, so you combine Reiki and the shamanic practice. And I know you have more than one location, too, right?
I do. I have my office in Lancaster, Mass., which is right there on Route 117. And then I have an office down in Watertown on Mount Auburn Street.
And we were saying off air, I grew up in Watertown, and so that really caught my attention too. When we come back, we're going to learn more about your practice and anything that's coming up that you want to tell us about. Right now, you are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us, and they can do that. You can either go to WLPZ.org, or you can download the Live 365 app and listen to us from anywhere you want to. This is WLPZ. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, where I said we were going to be celebrating Star Wars Day, and yes, we are. That was another one from The Empire Strikes Back. But right now, we are still speaking to Tamara Zencraft from Zencraft Healing Arts. So can you tell us, Tamara, some things that you might be that are coming up?
Yes, absolutely. So every third Wednesday of the month from 7:15 to 9 p.m., I run a shamanic drum journey circle, and no experience is necessary. That's held at the Dragonfly Wellness Center in Devens, Mass.
Okay.
And I do teach all levels of Reiki. I usually have a class running every month, mm-hmm. Both in Lancaster and Watertown. And I also do private sessions, and you can find out more about all that on my website, which is Zencraft, Zentgraf, healingarts.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and speaking to us today about your practice and what you do and how you help people get healthy through natural means. Thank you so much, Tamara.
Thank you, Anita.
You are welcome. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. We are Lemonster's community radio station. And if you have something special that you would like us to announce for you, please send it to our station manager at stationmanager@wlpz.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. It's about that time where I'm going to say goodbye for another week. I want to thank my special guest, Tamara Zencraft, for coming and speaking to us today about Reiki and shamanic drum circling and what she practices in her locations in Lancaster and also in Watertown. Next week, tune in for my guest, Jen St. Laurent. She is the owner of the Dolphin Studio here in Lemonster, and we're going to hear all about what she offers at her business. Have a wonderful week. Love and peace. This is Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. Giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPC and streaming online at WLPC.org.